is blessing, and I have PTZ business owners like you to get more business deals with improved business English skills. Alright, welcome to this week edition, this week podcast. I want to say big thank you to you, to all my listeners, wherever you are. You are important to me. Thank you a lot. Enjoy the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Well, thank you for joining me on this week's episode. And for joining me, thank you. Easy strategies to sound natural when communicating in English. When speaking in English, do you feel tired in a short time of communicating in English? Do you think that you sound like someone else? All in all, do you feel like you sound fake? You are communicating in ways that you have not been communicating before. So it's normal if you feel like you sound fake. Okay. Please don't forget to like, to share, and subscribe to this podcast show. One of the reasons you sound fake to yourself is that you don't feel confident when communicating. No matter how natural you may sound when communicating in English, if you have no confidence in yourself, you will sound fake. Okay, I'll give you 12 strategies that will help you sound natural. Try them and make them a part of you. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe this podcast show. Okay, guys, to help you sound natural, you may think that there's something that's stopping you from flowing naturally. Something that's holding you back from sounding natural, and you don't know this exact thing. You are learning new sounds and pronunciations. They are all new sounds to you. They would definitely sound strange, and that is part of what's making you feel like you're sounding fake. Discover how you can sound natural. You can send me a message with the word natural codes or the word podcast on Instagram to learn more. And don't forget that some of these sounds may not be part of your native language. Are you able to understand me? For you to pronounce these new sounds,
the new sounds
and the efforts required can make you feel like you sound strange. As usual, attempt those 5 tips that I will give you often. Then please attempt them more than 5 times, attempt them up to a month. Maybe as a business owner, it's time to take action to sound natural. Discover how you can sound natural. You can send my message with the word podcast on Instagram at Friendly Coach. Sound natural effortlessly. The more you make the sound yes, the more you will sound natural. Meaning, the more you practice, the more you sound natural. Learning more about how you can sound natural can take a lot of time. And you can learn more how you can sound natural effortlessly. You can send me a message with the word podcast on Instagram at Friendly Coach. When you pronounce business English words with a lot of unnecessary tension, using too much morsels, I guarantee you that you will sound fake and pronounce strange sounds that you won't like at all. You don't need to go through the process of trying to fix up everything all by yourself. Take the easier route to sound natural effortlessly. Sound natural when speaking or presenting in English with no stress. Anytime you're nervous when speaking or presenting in English, there's a high chance that your tongue will move towards the wrong position. And that's why we tend to talk in an imbalanced manner. Anytime you're nervous, during that moment, if you sound strange to yourself and sound like someone else, don't be surprised because your tongue has moved to the wrong direction and is producing muscular tension in your funk. It's absolutely fine if you're learning how to get a new sound. You need to practice the new sound step by step until you don't feel the unnecessary tension you were using to make the new sound. In case you want my support in sounding natural, I'm here for you. You can send a message with one podcast on a sugar and friendly coach. Sound natural with no stress. All right. Now, before I go, I have 5 tips for you. The first one is improve your business English vocabulary to help you get more expressive. The next one is you have every reason to be confident in your business English skills because you spend a lot of time learning, improving your business English skills. Therefore, try to sound natural. Okay? Try to sound natural with confidence. And the next one is, it's okay to sound unnatural in the beginning. Like, it's okay. It's part of the learning process. The next one is, practice more. The more you practice, the more you sound natural. And the last one is, attempt to be clear when communicating. Thank you for joining me this week. And in case you want my help on how to improve your business English skills and to for you to sound natural, please don't forget to send me a message on Instagram at friendlygirls with the word podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm honored to have you here with me. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're such a darling. Thank you so much. All right, take care of yourself and bye.
Thank you, my wonderful people. Thank you. Thank you. I'm saying a big thank you to you for listening to this podcast right from the beginning and to this point. Thank you. Alright, in case you want to give me feedback or you want to speak with me or you want to work with me, you can check me out on Instagram at friendlylygirls, on Twitter at friendlylygirls, on Facebook at friendlylygirls, and on LinkedIn, blessing and lattice on me. Blessing and lattice on me, okay? Or you can search for business English coach for business owners. On LinkedIn, business English coach for business owners. Then you will see my name, Blessing Aladdin Sami. Alright. Or you can check out my website, www.friendlylycoach.com. www.friendlylycoach.com. And see you next week.